Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Amar Rebbe, Minayin Lechamesh Tefilas Vatzara Kiddushin Shetovel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bo Biyom. So we saw this before, this Braisa, that Rebbe said, he asked the question, how do we know the five Tefilas and the ten Kiddushin of Yadayim Vereglayim, the Kohen Gadol Devin Yom Yom Kippur? Atamulomar, Ksonis Bas Kodesh, Yilbash, he learns it from the pasuk over there. Anytime you change clothing, you have to do a tefillah. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Ashkechan, so fine, what do we see from here, from this pasuk, from Rebbe, mi big day zav, le big day kodesh, le big day lavan. So from that, that's what comes out from the pasuk, as it's the chtonis bas kodesh, that's the big day lavan. So we know that going from zahav to lavan. But mi big day lavan le big day zahav minayin. How do we know in the other direction? And at a very Ishmael, you can learn it from a kal v'chomer. Uma big day lavan shein kavar san meruba. If big day lavan, which is kal, because it doesn't have a lot of kapara, and it only has a kapara for tumas migdash v'kdosha. And yet, still, tunim tefila, you need tefila for that. So, big day kodesh, akabar san meruba, so big day zahav, which is more chamur, because it says a lot of kapar, it has it weighs it the whole year, ain't no dincha tunim tefila, the kolchike. So, Tosus asks over here, you can do it in your spare time, yes, it's the obvious question that we used as we brought this ton of Eri Shmuel yesterday, totally the opposite, to prove totally the opposite. So how can the same, how can Tanya Yishmael learn totally the totally opposite Kal v'chomer? So Tosfos discusses. Okay, anyway, so, fine, so we learn it from Kal v'chomer. Gemara says, no, you can ask a pirchan the Kal v'chomer. Ma, lebig de lavan, shekein nichnas behem lifnai lifnim. But you think lebig de lavan is so kal? We learn a kal v'chomer, it's not so kal. It has a tzad chamur to it that you go inside the Kodesh HaKadosh with the big day lavan, which you don't do with the big day zahav. So therefore, we have to have a different source. So that he's chayav to for big day zahav, when he's changing to big day zahav, then he has to do tefillah. So hayni diktani ve'omer big day kodesh heim v'rachatz v'saroba mayim ulevisham. So that's what we saw yesterday. Those were the mysterious words that we had in the Brice over there. And that's from the word Big Day Kodesh Haim. That's where we learned that all the Big Day Kodesh, even Big Day Zahav, also needs tefillah. Okay, and the Brice continued, V'chamesh Avodas Hain, and there's altogether five Avodas, and for each one a change of clothing, hence the five tefillahs, and then each one is two Kedushin, that's the ten Kedushin. So what are they? Number one is Tamid Shel Shachar, that's in the Big Day Zahav. Then he switches to the Big Day Lavan for Avodas Hayom, the Big Day Lavan. And then back again to the Big Day Zahav for Elo Ve'el Ha'am, the Big Day Zahav. And then number four, Kafu Machte, to bring out the Kafu Machte from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, back to the Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Lavan. And then lastly, number five, the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, again in his Big Day Zahav, and that's that. Minayin shekol tefila utfila tzricha shnei kiddushin. And where do we know, according to Rebbe, that each tefila needs two kiddushin? Talmud lomar upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. We saw yesterday the word rachatz we use is in between pashat and lavash. So we use it for both. That you takes when he takes off the clothing, pashat he's rachatz, he does kiddush, and also v'rachatz v'lavash when he before he puts on the new one, he also again does. There's your 10, we saw it yesterday. Okay, now the Gemara asks, how can we learn from that pasuk? This is, okay, we saw this yesterday, the pasuk, but now we're asking on how can we learn this from this pasuk, the inyan of Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, when it's a bit felixiv. The Maisa says, V'rachatzit bisaro v'mayim. So bisaro is not the flesh on his hands, it's his whole body. So the pashtus, the pasuk is talking about mamish tefillah. So how can we learn from that pasuk for just washing your hands and feet? So the Gemara answers, imeinu inyan l'tefillah. If you can't learn it for tefillah, because we already learned it from the pasuk, right? The nafgale from bigdei kodeshem, bigdei kodeshem. So therefore, taneu inyan l'kiddush. So basically, we don't need it for tefillah because we already have a pasuk for tefillah. So then what to them the it's extra, so therefore because it's extra we can learn it for the union of Kiddush. But now the Gemara asks, I lichtavei rachamana balashon Kiddush. So then why does the Torah just, you know, save us the problem? Just write it, instead of writing it in lashon of tefillah, and well, I don't need it, so we use it for Kiddush, just write it in the lashon of a Kiddush. So the Gemara says, it's coming to teach me something. Ha kamash melan, the tefillah ke Kiddush. It's coming to teach me that tefillah is like Kiddush. How so? Ma Kiddush, just like Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim needs to be b'makom kadosh. As we learned, it says, v'rachat es basarob b'may b'makom kadosh. So too, af tefillah has to be b'makom kadosh. So it's teaching me it's this other din, this side din, that tefillah has to be b'makom kadosh. Okay, let's see some Rashi's. Here we go on. The last wide line on top. Amar Rav Rebbe. So lefrushi masnitzin deleo kamhada. Now we're explaining the verse that we saw yesterday, like earlier on. Okay, haynu diktani b'milsei de Rebbe v'omer. It says b'day kodeshem. So from that we want to know, how do we know that even the big day zahav needs tefila? So from the extra words b'day kodeshem v'achidarishle talakasuv tamat tefila b'shvil shehem b'day kodesh. That we're toivling because it's b'day kodesh l'mencha shekol chalifas b'day kodesh. Bobayom to need tefillah. That any time there's all the big day kodesh that you're changing needs tefillah. Big day zav also gamheim kodesh. So therefore also big day zav you have to do tefillah. Hi tefillah ksiv. But it says tefillah, not the haksi bisaro like we said. Vrachat is bisaro b'mayim. That's tefillah. That's not kiddush. Yachi garzina nimeno inyan letefillah the nafkalei mi big day kodeshim. So therefore it's neul inyan kiddush. We said, so why doesn't the Torah just say it like that in the lashon of Kiddush? So Hakamash Malan says Rashi midafki v'lashon tefila the alfinan tefila mine. So therefore, we can learn from that ma Kiddush makom kadosh kiddushiv beis. It says makom kadosh by Kiddush. So af tefila sabos machlafos hayom when you're changing the clothing etc. Also has to be when you're toiling for that the tefila has to be b'makom kadosh. Aval tefila rishona lo yalfas mine. We're not learning the first tefila though from that, which is not in the makom kadosh. The halav deraisa, because that's not deraisa. Yeah, I know that's the problem also. I don't know. That's what we learned yesterday. That all the five tefilas are like we said. Yeah, I don't know. The Rav Yehuda. I didn't get to yet. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Excuse me. Okay, so now the Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, according to him, the pasuk v'rachat b'saro is he learns the that's where he learns the that's his pasuk where he learns the Indian of tefila when you're putting on the big day zav. So therefore, where does he know kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Right, kiddush minale. Where does he know kiddush from? So nafkalei be the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, which we saw yesterday, from the. From the Kal V'Chomer, that during the year you have to do, which you don't need tefillah, you need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So on Yom Kippur, when you need to do tefillah, so also so Kal V'Chomer, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And then that's only the Gemara asks over. That's only one time. How do we know that you have to do two kiddushes? That was from Asher Labash, and we said, well, you have to do that. He takes off the clothing that he was wearing. We learned yesterday. Of course, what else is he going to take off? We learn from here that Asher Lavash is teaching me the second Kiddush. That was what we saw yesterday. Okay, Rashi. Rav Yehuda demafkalei lahai kra letfilas bigdei zav lodarish bigdei kodeshem. He doesn't learn it from there, so Kiddush minal, so where does he know it from? So we said from the Kal V'Chomer. Okay, next part. Amar Rav Chista. Excuse me. So, Rav Chista says that the brisa that we learned before with Rebbe, discussing Rebbe, how he learns the Kiddush. So, the Pashat Barachat, Barachat V'Lavash. So, he asks, he says that the Mafka mid Rebbe Meir, Umafka mid Rabbanan. So, Rebbe Shita is coming out not like Shita's Rabbanan, nor like Shita's Rebbe Meir. We'll explain in a minute, which we had learned earlier. Mafka mid Rabbanan. It's not like Rabbanan. Why the ilu Rabbanan amri kashu labush mekadesh? Ihu amar. Whereas Rebbe said kashu poshet mekadesh. and it's mafka mi Rabbi Meir, it doesn't work for Rabbi Meir either. Why? The ilu Rabbi Meir amar ha kiddush basra, the second kiddush is kishahu lavush, is your mekadesh. Whereas Ihu, which is Rebbe, he said amar that poshed mekadesh. Okay, so let's explain what's going on over here. Okay, so first of all, shitas Rebbe, let's get that clear. So Rebbe again held, he learns from the pasuk pashat rachas rachas lavash, that the two kiddushin comes out are both done without any clothes on. Okay, why? Because that's the order of the pasuk. It says upashat takes off his clothing that he's presently wearing, virachat, he does the kiddushin, so he's not wearing clothing, and then he goes to the tefillah, whatever, and then after the tefillah, it's rachat, kiddush shidayim ragayim, ve-lavash. So it comes out that both times he's doing the kiddush is without clothes on. Pasha takes off his clothing, he's naked, he does the kiddush, then comes the tefillah, and before he puts on the next one, it's rachat, ve-lavash. So he's rochetzing the hand before the lavash. So it comes out that both kiddushin are done without clothes. So it comes out that that is not like Shitas Rabbanan, nor Shitas Rabbi Meir, which we saw earlier. How so? Because according to the Rabbanan, it's the Klal, not the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan learned that both are with the clothes on. Okay? That first, while the clothes are still on, he does the Kiddush. Then he takes them off, Tfilah. And then he puts on a new clothing and he does Kiddush. So both the first Kiddush and the last Kiddush are done with the clothes on. So that's for sure not the Rebbe. It's totally the opposite. And it's not even Rabbi Meir either, because according to Rabbi Meir, the first one is he agrees with. Rabbi Meir also says that it's Pashat Virachatz, that he takes his clothes off and washes. So that is the same. But Rabbi Meir agrees with the Rabbanan, everybody holds, that the second one is with the clothes on. And according to Rabbi, we saw even the second Kiddush without the clothes on. So it comes out, according to, he's not going like, nor like Rabbi. Rabbi's not going like Rabbi Rabbanan or Rabbi Meir. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Amar Rav Chista. Kasava Rav Chista, Dafka, Amar Rebbe, Upashat, Virachat, Virachat, Velavash. Dafka. Okay, Shnei Kiddushin, Ben Pshita, Levisha. Echad, Lifnei Tvila, Vechad, Lachare, Kolom, Levisha. So they're both done, as we said, without clothes on. And that being the case, Mafka, Mita, Rabbi Meir. He's not holding for Rabbi Meir either. Right? Motzad, He, Michlal, Devarav, Rabbi Meir. He's excluding, taking himself out of Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir held. What did Rabbi Meir hold? Right, lo sfir like Rabbi Meir. The Alpha Gav Damri Nevi Masnisi Pashat VeKiddush Yadav Raglav. Pashat that says that he takes his clothes off VeKiddush Yadav Raglav. Right, the sfir like Kiddush Shelifnei Hatfila. Right, Achar Pshitehu. That's fine. That the first one he is fine. He agrees with Rabbi Meir on the first one. That is after he takes off his clothes that he does the Kiddush. That's good. But Paligala, however, he argues on him Mihave Kiddush Sheni on the second one. The Kamar Achar Levishu, that according to Rabbi Meir, it's after he's dressed already. Kediktani Bright said Rabbi Meir Leel that Lavash is the Kiddush Yadav Raglav. So he's not like Rabbi Meir on the second one. Second one, Rabbi Meir at least holds on the second one he's wearing his clothing when he's doing the Kiddush. Whereas according to Rabbi, even the second one is without clothing. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Hakol Modim, he has a different shita in Rebbe. He disagrees. He says that Rebbe, everybody holds, even Rebbe held that the second Kiddush, the Kiddusheni, that he's when he's putting on the new clothing, is Shalovesh v'chakach Mekadesh. That in other words, it's coming out basically like Rebbe Meir, according to this. That he said no. Rebbe basically holds like Rebbe Meir. That although the first time he does Kiddush without the clothes, but the second one has to be done with, well, after he's already dressed in his new clothing, only then he does the Kiddush. Umay time, how, why is that? Amar Krai learns it from the following, that it talks about the Chiyuv of Kiddush Yadav Raglayim. It says, O begishtam ela mizbeach. So he learns that from here, mi sheina mechusar ela gisha ela mizbeach, only somebody who is mechusar going to the gisha to mizbeach, he is mekadesh yadayim. Yatzazeh, as opposed to this guy that hasn't yet put on his clothing, Shemechusar Levisha V'Gisha. Okay, so he learns out that you can't, the only thing left to do after you do your Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim has to be go straight to the Mizbeach. So therefore, it can't be, like we said before, that you you put on your clothing, right, you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, then put on your clothing, then go to the Mizbeach. That can't be. It has to be the next thing right after Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is straight to the Mizbeach. So therefore, that's not like we saw before. We want to say in Rebbe that you have to do first Kiddush Adar Mblaim, then get the clothes on, and then go to the Mizbeach. That's not that kind. But he says nobody holds, even Rebbe holds like that. Therefore, the second Kiddush has to be done with the clothes on. It comes out basically he's holding like Rebbe Meir in the end. Okay, Rashi, Hakol Modim, Vafilu Rebbe, even Rebbe, Shekiddush HaSamuch Lifnei HaAvodah, Keshu Lavush, Mekatra, has to be with the clothing. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara has the following Nakuda. Amale Rav Acha Brei Derava L'Rav Ashi. He said, Lo Rav Chista Islei Derav Acha, V'lo Rav Acha Islei Derav Chista. Deim Kein, the Rebbe, Havalei Chameisar Kiddushin. He says that there has to be exclusive each shita, Rav Chista and Rav Acha. Why? Because if they both held of each other, it would come out, it would be 15 kiddushins instead of 10. Meaning, there's 5 tefillas, and each one has 2, that's 10. But you would have to add one more kiddush for each tefillah. In other words, another 5 besides the 10, and that would bring us up to 15. That was 3, would be 3 kiddushins for each one, if we would hold like both shitas. Why? Because according to Rav Chista, he held the Rebbe, again, before you put on the clothing, you do Kiddush, and the second Kiddush we're talking about. Before you put on the clothing, you do the first one's without, it takes off the clothing, that's Kiddush, that's fine. But now we're moving on to the second Kiddush. The second Kiddush, according to Rav Chista, Rebbe held it, before he puts on the new clothing, he does Kiddush. But according to, again, Rav Acha, it's not good yet, because you can't go to the Mizbeach, like you can't have the hefsek of the putting on the clothing. So therefore, after you put on the clothing, you got to do another Kiddush, so that right after that, you can go straight to the Mizbeach. So in Mele, you have 2 Kiddushins after the Tefillah, right? One while you're still new, that's according to Rebbe, and then, according to Rav Chista, we're learning in Rebbe, and then after you put on the clothing, you got to do another Kiddush, so you can go straight to the Mizbeach right after the Kiddush. So that would be a third. So you end up having 1 before, 2 after, 3 for each tefillah. 3 times 5, 15. And that's no good because we have a halakha l'moshe b'Sinai. We said can't be more than 10. Okay, let's see. Rashi, lo rav chista damar milse de rav dafka bai shnei kedushin beim pshita levisha. Okay, East later Rav Acha, you can't hold like Rav Acha. Damar kiddush achar levisha beinan. It has to be after you wear it. And lo Rav Acha, the bai kiddush samuch lavoda. East later Rav Chista, the bai the Rebbe shnei kiddushin. Keshu arum, that both are done when he's naked. The im kain, the east lehu, because if they badade, because if they both held from each other, so have lehu le Rebbe gimel kiddushin. Each tefillah has 3, as we explained. Bechol tefillah be keshu arum, bechad keshu lavush, and at the end one more when he's lavush. And that's 3, and that would come out 15, and that's no good. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that they bring the Kohen Gadol the Korban Tamid, Hevil lo es haTamid, and then it says Kratzo, that he shechts it, as we're going to see, he shechts it, and then he has another Kohen finish it off for him, because then he's got to do Kabbalah Sadam. Okay, so first of all, the Gemara says, what's this keratzo? What does that mean? My keratzo. So, Amaru la lishna de katalahu. It's a lashon of hariga. A killing. In other words, shechting it. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzhak, my kra. How do we know this? That this lashon of carrots means to kill. And we saw this last week's Haftorah, right? Egla yefefiya mitzrayim, carrots, here's the word, carrots mitzafon baba. And where it says, my mashma, how do we see from that pasuk that carrots means to kill? So, kidimatargim, Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef's matargim, the pasuk, he said, the pasuk's tirgum is, malkayai hava mitzrayim, amamin ktolin mitzifukuna yesunala. So, the parish of Egla Yefefia is referring to malkayai, a nice malchus, hava, that's mitzrayim, hava mitzrayim. And then, the words that concern us now are carrots. What does carrots mean? He translates that as Amamin Ktolin, as a nation of murderers. Okay, Mitzipuna Yeshan Allah is the translation of Mitzafon Baba, which is they're coming from the north to cause the destruction. So here we see that Amin ktolin, ktol means to kill, murder, the murderers, that's a translation of carrots. So carrots is to kill, to murder, whatever. So the Yeshanim said, why, that's very, but why is such a weird lashon? And why isn't the Gemara, why isn't the Mishnah just say, Zev kratzo, which means murder, which means shchita, to say shechted it. So we'll see, because since he didn't finish the shchita, so we don't want to use the regular lashon of shchita, because since he didn't finish it, so then we want to make a distinction in the lashon. Okay, so the Yeshanim says. Fine. Now the Gemara clarifies this type of this shchita of kratzo. Okay, kratzo bekama. In other words, how many simanim of the animal does he cut in his? He doesn't say didn't complete the shchita, whatever. So what's the? What does he do? So Amar Ula Barov Shnayim. He cuts most of the kana and the veshet, which is based as the minimum kosher shchita. Okay, in order that it should be a kosher shchita, and also v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan as well barov shnayim, most of the two simanim va'af reish lakish savar barov shnayim. Also, he held you do rov shnayim. Now, where do we see that reish lakish held that by that over here in Yom Kippur he shacks most of the two? The amar reish lakish, he learns it from a mishnah in Chulin. Ki me'achash shaninu, we learned in Chulin. Rubo shel echad kamohu, so lama shaninu rov echad ba'of v'rov shnayim b'mehema. Lefisha shaninu heviu lo hatamid kratzo meirek acher shchit al yado v'kibel es adam uzrako. So yachal lo meirek yehe pasul. Okay, meaning. So there's the Mishnah in Chulin. It goes like this. It says Ashoche siman echad ba'of v'shtei shimani b'mehema shchitato kshira. Okay, so first the Mishnah starts over there, that if you cut one siman in an off and two of a behema, it's a kosher. And then the Mishnah continues, v'rubo shel echad kamo. And then the Mishnah says, you don't have to cut completely the whole siman by the off and two by the behema. A rove is enough. Okay, good. But then comes the sefer, which seems extra, and it says, rov echad be'ov, v'rov shnayim be'behema, shchitato kshira. So that's extra, you just said that. We just said one by off and two by hema. And rov is enough. So that means rov of one and rov of two is enough. Finish. So why does it have to say by an off is a rov a chachad and by behema is rov shnayim? No kidding. You just said rov is enough. So because it's extra, Reish Lakish understands that the Mishnah is trying to teach us, bringing us back to Yoma. Right? That it's trying to tell me that not only by regular shchita school and a regular animal, this is the din that rov is enough. It's coming to teach me that even by kochi, by over here, by Bein Yoma, when the kohen shechts it, it's enough for kosher shchita to have rov. Right? That's what it says. Lefi shaninu hevilo tamid, that you karto merak acher, somebody else finishes shchita. And v'kibel, the kohen is v'kabel the dam, and he sprinkles it. So yachol lo merik yehe pasul. So I might have thought that if he doesn't finish it off completely, cut it off completely, it's no good. Therefore, the Mishnah at the end of in Chulin, the extra few words over there is teaching me no. Even over here, you don't have to finish it off. It's enough to have rov. Okay, so he can just rov is enough. Okay, so ask the Gemara, yachol lo merek yehe pasul. Well, how can you have a havamina like that? That if he doesn't finish it off, it's pasul. How can you have a havamina like that? Im kein havale avoda be'acher, and yet we know kol avoda yom kippur mein ksheres elabo, right? If it's not kosher unless you finish it off, that would mean that the second kohen is finishing it off. You need to have that. Without that, it's pasul. But that's coming out that not only the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda on Yom Kippur. Somebody else is doing it because he has to finish it off. Without him, it's no good. You need that extra Kohen. And that can't be because all the avodas on Yom Kippur has to be only by the Kohen Gadol. So you can't have such a havamina. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what he meant to say. That Yachol Yehe Pasul Midur Rabbanan. Right? You're not going to have right to Vada, you know. But I might think maybe the Rabbanan instituted that, you know, maybe the Kohen Gadol should do a full shchita completely over here. Right? Not just a part, not just a robe. That should be maybe complete. Midrabanan. And then comes the Mishnah Choli and says, no, you know, even the Rabbanan, it doesn't have to be. What do you mean, how's it shayach?
You can't go
and cover the dam. Okay, I mean, practically. Okay. I don't know, maybe because the shayach with the other hand or something, I don't know, maybe. Obviously, there is some habamina that he would have to do the whole thing. Practically, exactly, I'm not sure. Okay, l'chach sheninu, therefore we learned, rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim behema, that even midrabanan, it's kosher, he doesn't have to do the full thing, it's enough rov, even midrabanan. And this is Reish Lakish, we see Reish Lakish held, that the rov is enough. I, v'chi mechar, da filu psula midrabanan leka, so lama li lamarek, so if that's the case, if even midrabanan, it's there's no psul. In other words, even it's 100%. Even midrabanan, I can just do a robe. So lama liv lamerik. Why do we have this is chizus kosher without the extra kohen? So why does the second kohen finish it off? Nothing to finish off. He did robe. It's good. Even the rabbanan is good. Everything's good. 100%. He did robe. So why do we need the second one to finish it off? So answers the Gemara mitzvah lamerik. Just the extra. A hitter, right, to finish off the shkita so that all the dumb will come out, but that's just dumb, an extra thing that doesn't have to be done really. It's kosher 100% even with Rabbana without it, and therefore all the avodas are ending up doing by the Kohen Gadol. Okay, let's finish up the Rashis. Barov Shnaim, Hekshar Shkita B'Tzimtzum, since we learned b'shkita tchuli and baruba shachat kamo, then most of the one is enough. So b'melech shminin rov shnayim b'shnayim. So what do you have to kishnayim? So what do you have to say it for? Lama shaninu b'tzida rov echad ba'of. Why do you have to say rov echad ba'of? We know it already. You already said rov is enough. So what do you have to say it again? Rov echad ba'of. We know we said it already. Yachol yepsul midrabanan. So then we said the end that I might think that it's maybe possible midraban. Hoy v'chol atzmo ledamu tzarich. So maybe since the whole reason why I'm shechting here not to eat the animal, I'm shechting over here because I need the dam. The whole thing's for the dam. And therefore, maybe the Rabbanan said, you know, you have to shech the whole thing because you got to get that dam out. That's what you're doing it for. V'chitnan ruva shel achad kamo, maybe mechulin not. It's talking about daf mechulin, not with kochim. V'chach sheninu, therefore, mimishli yisera, chada mechulin, but again, as we said, the extra lashon over there in chulin, is one's talking about chulin and vechada bekodshim, and one like bayas by kodshim. And in both cases, you don't have to do the whole thing. Enough is rov is enough. Now, mida kama Rabbi Shimon Lakish leferusha hach the seder yomat nan lad the shkitas chulin. So again, since he's learning over there in shkitas chulin and the Gemara over in the Mishnah over there in chulin, that is coming to teach us this din over here. So shma mina the karso the hachav rov shnayim. So it's clear that the karto over here is rov shnayim, is enough rov, going to Reish Lakish. And then we ask, so if it's 100%, even when you're a banana just to do rov, so why is the second one finishing it off? So we said, mitzvah lamare, kadei lotzi asadam yafeh. So the dam comes out really well.